Medical marijuana is not a new issue in Wisconsin. Some people have been trying to make it law for decades. Count Gary Stork among those longtime advocates. He discovered in the 1970s that marijuana relieved the pressure in his eyes caused by glaucoma.
I was born with a condition. I didn't ask for this. Cannabis has been like a key fitting the lock for treating this condition for me.
Stork has been vocal on this issue for years, but others came to it more quietly. Christine Harrington of Crawford County uses marijuana to treat her multiple sclerosis. Her husband used to grow it for Harrington until he was arrested earlier this year.
My husband would never have broken the law if it wasn't for me, to help me. And so I just beg and plead with you not to keep putting people in jail for their medicine.
Doctors would be able to decide whether Harrington, Stork, and others would have the right to use marijuana legally. Under a proposal by Madison Assemblyman Mark Pocan and Wanakee Senator John Erpenbach, both Democrats. Their bill would let doctors prescribe marijuana for conditions ranging from cancer to post-traumatic stress disorder. Patients could buy marijuana from state-licensed not-for-profits or grow up to 12 plants on their own. The fact that this bill even got a public hearing in the Senate and Assembly is a sign that public opinion on this issue is shifting. But some lawmakers remain opposed, including Wauwatosa Assembly Republican Leah Vukmir.
I think it's nothing more than a ruse for you to move towards full legalization of marijuana. And I wish you would just come right out and admit that. You know, the FDA, Senator Erpenbach.
Senator Erpenbach shot back that he wouldn't sign on to this bill if he thought it would legalize marijuana everywhere. But Representative Vukmir has company on this issue. Dr. Mike Miller spoke on behalf of the Wisconsin Medical Society, which opposes the bill.
I'm an unpopular witness here. I know that. This is a popular topic in this room.
Miller says that's partly because of how the issue has been framed. He says the term medical marijuana suggests cannabis is an effective medicine, when for most ailments, it's not. As a painkiller, Miller says it's the equivalent of a weak dose of codeine. And while it can be eaten or inhaled through a vaporizer, Miller says marijuana is normally smoked, which is awful for the lungs.
The question here is marijuana a reasonably effective and acceptably safe product to relieve human suffering? I would suggest that the efficacy is mild and the safety of the smoked product is simply not there.
But that claim rang hollow yesterday to those who testified about their experiences with marijuana. Greg Hinckley of Madison has always taken prescription drugs for his back pain, but with limited success. This summer, he says he tried marijuana and his pain went away. If he could do that legally, Hinckley says he'd stop using prescription pills.
Personally, I don't have the courage to go out seeking marijuana on back alley streets at night. I just don't. At 62 years old, I don't want to go to prison. And so I'm left with prescription pills, and I can tell you that they don't work as well as what these other people are telling you.
The plan's backers say two recent developments are encouraging. Governor Jim Doyle has expressed support for a bill like this, and the Obama administration has decided to stop prosecuting medical marijuana cases in the 13 states where it's already legal. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.